Let's take a moment to honor sadness. Let's take a moment to honor grief. Let's take a moment to notice any obstacles in our lives right now. What do you see or feel or hear when you become aware of obstacles? Take a moment to notice anything you'd like about your life, about you. Take a moment to notice any health things going on for you in your own body, your very precious, beloved physical form. We can also notice any health our bodies hold. What health exists today for you? We're all here, so some health is here too, perhaps abundant health. Notice even one small thing about your own health in a positive light. Imagine yourself being held in life along with any sadness, grief, obstacles. Imagine you, very precious you, being held and supported with all of it. All of it meaning all that life comes with, all the twists and turns that naturally happen in life. Imagine you and your life being held gently, reverently, with kindness and love and compassion. Imagine yourself being held and loved and supported. Sometimes on a person's path through life, there is loss. Sometimes the loss that happens is ambiguous. This ambiguous loss can happen in different ways. Sometimes it's when we don't know where a loved one is or if a loved one is still alive. The loss is real and it's ambiguous. Could the person come back? Will there be a reunion? The outcome is unknown, yet the loss is real. There is also the ambiguous loss of the shift and change that can happen in relationships, where people still exist, and yet their definition of each other changes, or a separation occurs, or there's more distance than is desired for one of the people, or perhaps both of the people, or all of the people. The ambiguous loss of people that are existing at the same time, they know each other exists, is a real loss. Yet the person is still alive. There may be some contact here and there. And the loss is real. These forms of ambiguous loss are in contrast to what could be considered permanent loss, where somebody dies and they aren't going to be alive in this earth plane anymore. There's a permanence to that bodily death. And there is loss. And it is a bit different from the ambiguous loss. So along the path of life, it's natural to have loss of any kind. If a loss is present with you today, give yourself some extra love, some extra care. One of the things that helps with ambiguous loss is noticing the passage of time. How long has it been since you saw the person, talked to the person, or had any kind of contact? How long? Just noticing and honoring that passage of time is helpful for the mind to orient itself. To know that the experience is honored and real. Something that helps me, particularly with ambiguous loss, is giving the person love, sending them kindness, wishing them well, hoping for wonderful things for them, just giving them all the love. Because if I'm feeling loss, It's because that person or those people matter to me. Loss is at least in part a heart experience. We can honor our hearts by sending love, sending kindness, and allowing that love and kindness to also be embodied by ourselves, to include ourselves in our own love and kindness is profound and powerful. So go gently. Whatever your experience of loss is, or if it's compassion for another person in your life who's experienced loss, go gently. Be kind. Look for and offer love. When we allow love and kindness to lead the way, the path through life becomes clear. Yes, there are obstacles. Yes, we get to face things, our own selves mostly. But the path is clear. Your path through this world is clear. Let love and kindness be your guides and go gently.